us remember the commercials that sang of C&H Pure Cane Sugar. That's the one. You may be surprised who began the modern sugar industry in Hawaii. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. We often associate Hawaii with growing sugar. The industry on the islands can be traced to someone other than the Hawaiians, though.
We have different Chinese coming in as crew members and jumping ship and becoming entrepreneurs. The technology for growing sugar is actually a very old one in China. They imported their own granite stones to make it. The sugar was already here. The Hawaiians only used the juice.
Chris Faya at the Kauai History Museum says there was a ready market for the product.
With all the ship traffic, there was an opportunity to sell sugar on board these ships. 1835 is the date of the first successful sugar plantation.
Soon, sugar plantations ringed the island of Kauai. The first boom for Hawaiian agriculture coincided with the California Gold Rush.
There were no goods and services. Nothing had been developed. Because you had Hawaiian ships coming in along the coast there trading with the Spanish, the Hawaiians started growing, you know, things that the miners wanted, like potatoes and mattresses, anything they could think of to sell to the miners.
Foreign-owned plantations had to figure out ways to get the Hawaiians to want to work for them.
The Hawaiians had no reason to work hard. They had their own successful economy here long before any Westerners set foot here. To entice them to work, they had to set up in their company store things that the Hawaiians just had to have. They'd work until they paid off to get whatever products they wanted, and then they'd go home and not work.
We'll have more about the sugar industry next time as we travel the countryside on the island of Kauai, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McCrae.